Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Wake your asses up. It's your favorite Theo Alcintron on The Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Fliegelman behind the glass. What's good, brother? Giants have all the quarterbacks they need right now to win.
Yeah, okay.
Knicks Pistons, one day closer to game one Saturday night at MSG. Aaron Judge delivers in the clutch. Regular season, of course. But I'm going to start with the Mets. Of course I'm going to start with the Mets. And now maybe the idiots will shut up with the schedule. The Mets lost 2 out of 3 to the miserable Twins. In Minnesota, had all the chances in the world to win that game and just couldn't get it done. They just can't hit right now. If it wasn't for Pete Alonso, who the hell knows where this team would be right now? Mets for the first time this season lose 2 in a row. Juan Soto, 3 Ks. Don't worry, I'm not panicking like most of you. He'll be fine. Lindor will be fine. Alonso's killing it. Mets are batting 215 right now on the season. 215. Not good, that's for sure. Just like my voice just cracked. That wasn't good neither. Not good. Had every chance. Brazoban started, had every chance in this game. Couldn't get it done. Bases loaded. Juan Soto double play. Drills the ball, double play. You have the ump at first base who got nailed in the head later on. Misses a call at first base. It's questionable whether Buddha would have got him out at home if he didn't argue with the ump there. Clear as day, though, he was out at first. I mean, it's as bad as it gets. As bad as it gets. Brazoban started. Hagerman comes in, makes his major league debut, local kid. Does well. Mets tie the game up. Luis Acuna again involved. Diaz shaky ninth. Gets out of it. And then Carnival Baseball happens. And the Mets don't deliver. First and second, no outs. Double play. Nemo pops up next pitch as well. And the rest is history. The Mets go down to the Minnesota Twins, losing 2 out of 3. I'm not worried about the offense. I'm not. It's April. Usually it's just Lindor in April. It's a lot of them in April. A lot of them are bad. Mark Vientos, 145 average. He looks like the Vientos that got sent down multiple times. Brandon Nimmo, 200. Our starting center fielder, Tyrone Taylor, 154. Starling Marte, 167. Yes, Juan Soto, 250. I'm not worried about him. Acuna, now he's getting playing time, 265. Always in the middle of something. Luis Torrens, 289. And then Pete Alonso, like I said, where would the Mets be without Pete Alonso? A guy a lot of people didn't want back. A guy a lot of people were ready to move on from. I went back and forth with it. I didn't want to give him the 6-7 year deal. I thought the 2-3 year deal was fair considering the year he came off of, regular season wise. But he's carried that, you know, home run he hit off Devin Williams taking his soul. He's carried that on to this season. And he's off to a fantastic, fantastic start for the Mets. 5 home runs, 20 RBIs, batting .356, looking like Tony Gwynn at the plate. Pete Alonso looking like Tony Gwynn at the plate. The Mets are in the stretch of playing 13 games right now. Middle of the stretch. It wraps up Wednesday, day game versus the Phillies, for to have an off day before they go to D.C. So it's 13 games in a row of baseball. It's a long season. The fact that the Mets are 11-7 and they haven't hit and the pitching's been fantastic, that's the positive spin I'm putting on this. Because the hitting will come around. It's going to happen. I'm not worried about that. I know some people are panicking. Wait, Juan Soto, he's pressing his look. Juan Soto will be fine. Juan Soto will be fine. Not worried about him. I'm not worried about the guys that year in and year out produce. Lindor will get it done. Remember, Nimmo had a bad second half of last season as well. He was injured as well. And I know right now he's got 4 homers and 9 RBIs. But he's only batting .200. You don't have Siri. He was batting .50. Let me just admit, yeah, he was batting .50. He was batting .50. Brett Beatty batting .139. Jesse Winker .167 in limited action. I'm worried about everyone else when it comes to the lineup, though. At this moment, not long term, they'll hit. I'm not worried about that. But right now, you're getting nothing from center field. You get nothing from third base. Now that Acuna's there, maybe you get some out of second base. Juan Soto right now is pressing. Francisco Lindor, you know, he's never getting off to great starts. He's batting .234, which is better than last year. Remember, he was batting .50 at one point himself. But I'm not going to lose everything about what's going on with the Mets in April. I'm not. I am worried about center field for sure. We're getting nothing out of center field. So I was thinking, like, what do we do late in games? You can start Nimmo in center field, but can he stay healthy in center field? Can he still feel like he did 2 years ago in center field? He's got a chicken arm. That's always been the case. You could run on him backwards around the bases. He's never going to throw you out. Juan Soto, I'm not worried about. But late in games, what do you do? You know, center field, Taylor could replace. Nimmo goes to left. Soto stays in right. But an outfield of whoever you put in left, whether it's Winker, who I think that's who would be, Nimmo in center and Juan Soto in right, that is not a good defensive outfield. That is not. The reason Taylor's going to be playing center field is so he can bail Juan Soto out and bail Brendan Nimmo out on balls they can't get to. Taylor's an excellent center fielder. Problem is he's got a hole in his bat. I would like to see some more offensive punch from a center fielder. I'm not saying hit 30, 40 home runs. And it's funny mentioning center field because Met legend Harrison Bader killed the Mets this series. Killed him. He was 0 for 14 coming into the series. And then he has 2 great games against the Mets. Never fails. It's always that case. If any team I root for, some guy who's struggling, you know, whether it's the Knicks, some guy you never heard of scoring 35. Or whether it's the Mets, some guy who's struggling all of a sudden breaks out versus the Mets.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's the first time they lost 2 games this season. They still have the best pitching ERA in baseball. But the positive spin on punting is they're 11-7 right now in first place. I know it's early. In first place, and the offense is not doing a damn thing, especially with runners in scoring position. I will start to panic if this seeps into late May. Then I'll start to panic. Weather will be nicer. Guys will have a month, month and a half under their belts already. We should know the way this roster is going to look then. I expect the bigger things out of Mark Vientos. Maybe, you know, it happens with young kids. You start to believe your own hype. He got that big-ass chain that he bought. It's clear as day he's feeling himself. And it happens. We all have been there. But he's got no home runs and 4 RBIs. 0 home runs. 0 from a guy who many of us, when you picked the numbers during the season, before the season, and you bet, a lot of people took the over on Vientos' numbers, home runs. I think it was like 32, something like that. I got to go back and check. And right now he's got zilch. That's alarming. Was it a flash in the pan? I know Mike in Brooklyn's going to love this one. Was it a just one-hit wonder? Was he a 1980s one-hit wonder? Or is he going to be the legitimate third base for the Mets for the next 10 to 12 years? I think it's the second part. But right now, he's got to find himself out of this slump. He's got to work his way out of this. Second base, I think that's solved right now. The Mets have smartened up. Acuña's job. Good. It's about damn time. It's about damn time. Luis Torrens has been a godsend for this team. No Alvarez again. And Torrens has been phenomenal for the Mets. The pitching's been fantastic. Pete Alonso, amazing. He deserves all his flowers because he took so much crap, myself included, from a lot of people around here and the fans around this area. I don't want him back. He's overrated. He stinks. Can't field. Doesn't come up clutch. And a lot of us are eating our words right now. I wanted Pete back, but at the right price. Now we might have to pay more. And it's fine. If this is what it took to get Pete Alonso to refocus, to become the monster that he once was, to become that guy again, I'm all for it. Just keep producing, Pete. The rest of the band will join in. They better join in. I'm confident they will join in. It's the one thing I didn't worry about this team going into the season, is the offense. And here they are, batting 215 to start the season. They come home now for 4 versus the Cardinals, and then 3 versus the hated Phillies start next Monday. I want a 5-2 homestand. 5-2. I don't care how you get it done. 5-2. And then enjoy the off day, the travel day. The off day in D.C. And then you have a 3-game versus the Washington Nationals as well. Again, another lower team in the National League in baseball. It's a lot of those teams. Go look at the standings. A lot of teams in Major League Baseball are not good. Not good. Spencer Strider came back for the Braves. Pitched 5 innings. So he's back. We'll see when they get Acuna. Oh, that he lost again. Took that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. home run. Told my coworker, take it. He's going to hit one. And he hit it. But Mets fans, are you concerned about this team? Or it's April. They'll be fine. I'm more if it's April, they'll be fine. And again, the time limit for me is, if this is happening still with the team, runners in scoring position, stinking it up, you know, bottom half of the league and overall hitting, then I'll be worried. If Vientos has 0-2 home runs by the middle of May and he's still batting less than 200, then I'll be concerned. Middle to late May. Juan Soto still pressing. Then I'll be concerned. But right now, the Mets are in first place, 11-7. The offense is doing jack except for Pete Alonso. And they're winning games. And right now, that's all that matters is winning games.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.